Hello, Rebels. It has been a while. I have been super busy with family and spending time with my mom. She recently had a sister passed away, and we have been spending time with her and making sure that she feels loved and not lonely. And so it has been a while since I have been on here. Being back home for the funeral last month brought to mind a topic that I really, really want to cover before Thanksgiving. I spent some time with some family, and the topic of triggered kept coming up. And I saw my family, and we talked about being triggered by different things and what that looks like and how we respond. And we talked about why it happens. And so I think it's important for us to talk about it going into Thanksgiving, because a lot of us will be spending time with family, and that can be triggering in and of itself. So I wanted to hop on here. This will probably be a quick episode. If I ramble, I'm sorry. I don't really have a script prepared like I normally do, but I thought it was so important to talk about triggers. We are going into the holiday season, and with the holiday season is stress and family. And that can be a perfect storm of disaster for a lot of us. As always, the episodes are geared towards people in recovery, but they can be applied to anyone in any walk of life. For people who are in early recovery, the holidays can be devastating. It can be a reminder of all of the holidays that you've missed in the past because of your addiction. It can be a reminder or make you feel like a failure because you don't live up to the same standards, you're not at the same playing field at the same level as some of the people in your family. It may make you feel inadequate. It may make you feel less than, and it may tempt you to go back to addiction. You may think, well, what's the point? I'm never going to live up to their standards. I'm never going to be as good as so-and-so, so why do I even try? And I want to tell you that that is crap, and it's not true. It will take time. It will take hard work. It will take effort, but you can get back to wherever it was that you were before addiction took your life. And you can go beyond that. You can be in such a better place. I know I am. Years later, I am 17 years sober this year from meth, and I am 2 years sober from alcohol. And I can tell you it is slow going at first, but once you get the momentum going, you will see leaps and bounds of changes in your life, and you will be blown away, and you will be so glad that you didn't turn around and go back. So what is triggered? Being triggered is when something sets you off. It can be a feeling, it can be an action, it can be a setting, it can be a smell, it can be a person, place, or thing that elicits a very strong emotional reaction from you. And it's usually something that is stressful to yourself, to your mind. And so your body will immediately go into fight or flight response. And so your heart will start pounding, your palms might start sweating. You can usually start to feel your temperature rise. You might get anxious and want to run away. You might want to fight. So that is the fight or flight response being activated because of this stressful situation or this stressful thing that has entered into your life. And so that is what a trigger looks like and feels like. But what causes it? So it's usually something that sets you off. It could be someone says the wrong thing and you feel immediately defensive. It could be fear response. You all of a sudden feel fear. It could be anger. It could be jealousy. It could be sadness. It could be embarrassment or shame. It is usually tied to an emotion. But more often than not, the thing that set you off is not the reason that you are reacting the way that you are. So let me give you an example. So I tend to be triggered when I am put on the spot about money. Yes. So I grew up in a very financially insecure home. We weren't poor. I had a trust fund from my dad's death. So technically I had money, but day-to-day life was stretched very thin on a regular basis. And my mom worked multiple jobs as a house cleaner, part-time jobs here and there. We got workman's comp and social security from my dad's death, but day-to-day life was a struggle. And so when I found out that I was pregnant and was going to have a child, I immediately thought, well, I can't be a waitress for the rest of my life because I want her to have a better life than I do. So a lot of my wounded inner child or insecurities associated with my inner child have a lot to do with financial stability. And so whenever I feel insecure about my financial stability, I will be triggered. And so it might be as silly as someone suggesting that we go eat at a restaurant that I know I can't afford to go eat at. So my trigger response is I'm immediately stressed out. I get very upset. My heart starts pounding. I get sweaty. I get uncomfortable. But it's not that they invited me to the restaurant. It's that deep-rooted insecurity around money that has caused me to have this crazy reaction. And so that is me being triggered. Now I can recognize it and I can actually, I know when it's happening and I can say, yeah, that'd be great, but this week I can't afford to eat there. And just being really honest about what's going on and being real with people has been super freeing for me. But so I was talking to somebody else and we were talking about her triggers. And she is the child of divorce. Her father went on to marry someone else and had another family. I know this story is very common for a lot of people out there, but her dad was totally absent from her life. And now, as a single mother, her fear is that the same thing will happen to her kiddos. And so she was telling me about how she was so triggered by her ex showing up to an event with his girlfriend. And she said, I realized that I was being triggered by the fear that my children are going to go through the same thing that I went through during my childhood. And I told her, I said, it's amazing that you can recognize that you're not mad at him for having a girlfriend. Instead, you're afraid that your children are going to go through the same thing that you went through. And now that you can put a voice and a name to the trigger of the trigger that caused you to be upset. Now you can talk to him about it, and the two of you can come up with a plan where he's still involved with his kid's life and y'all's kids don't get put on the back burner. Who knows? He may not even date this girl for very long, but at least it's getting the conversation going and opening those lines of communication. And that is key. So when you start to feel triggered this week, because I'm sure it's going to happen for a lot of us, I want you to stop and realize what's going on in your body. Recognize the feelings. It's usually the heart racing, the temperature rising, the desire to run, hide, or fight. It's usually... You can feel your pulse start to race. You can feel your temperature rise, and you just generally feel emotionally out of control. When you start to feel that way, I want you to stop and ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Is it really because someone asked me if I'm planning on going back to college? Is it really because someone asked me if I've found a job yet? Is it really because grandma asked if I was dating somebody? It's probably not. It's probably deep-rooted in some insecurity, some experience in the past that you haven't healed from. And is just this raw, exposed nerve. And when someone touches it, it sends this jolt of electricity through you. And you have this fight or flight response because that nerve is still raw and exposed. So some tips and tricks for dealing with a trigger. The second you feel it coming on, I want you to walk away and take some deep breaths. So I've talked about box breathing. You can do diaphragm breathing. So just what I really, really want you to do is walk away and take anywhere from 4 to 6 deep breaths. And you're going to breathe in for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds. Box breathing is where you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 at the top, breathe out for 4, hold for 4 at the bottom with an empty lung, with your empty lungs, and then repeat it 4 times. So the deep breathing is just, it resets your emotional brain and it calms your heart down so that you can make rational decisions, and it brings you out of that fight or flight zone. So deep breaths. And then I want you to, if you can, you may have to do it later, but write down what you were feeling and what sparked that trigger. Write it down so that later when you're alone, you can actually think about it, remember what it was, and actually start to drill down to the root cause of that trigger. Because until we can figure out why you had that fight or flight response, we can't start to heal it. We can't start to move past it. We can't start to try to forgive that thing in the past that's causing you to be triggered like that. So that's really important. Jot it down, put it in your phone notes. You don't necessarily have to stew on it or think on it right then. The important thing is to bring your heart rate down, calm down, put some space between you and whoever triggered you or whatever triggered you. Maybe go for a walk. You can try some calming hot tea. Talk to somebody and really just give yourself some grace. Being around family and the holidays is so stressful. It can be so overwhelming. It brings up memories. It brings up pain. It brings up arguments over who was supposed to bring the cranberry sauce. But don't let it be ruined by a trigger from the past. Don't let the past crap on your present. Instead, recognize when it's reared its ugly head and do the work to help bring yourself back down to reality and just move forward for this moment so that you can start to heal and start to truly move forward and not have to be triggered in the future. Again, I told y'all it'd be a quick episode. I just wanted to get this out there. I really felt like it was important to talk about being triggered this holiday season. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. I am thankful for each and every one of you who listen. I pray that you have a wonderful time with family. And if you aren't spending time with family this year, that is okay. We are all in different places in life. We are all traveling through this life doing the best that we can. And next year, I hope that you are even further along on your journey than you are right now. I love you. May you be well. May you be kind. And may you find some joy this week. Goodbye.